Let's listen to track number three first. Listen closely.
It wasn't a big one, though.
Okay, that was on track number three, and that was very difficult to understand. So let's listen now to number four, separate recorder, recording at the same time. This was a different tape recorder, an analog recorder, not a digital one. Now, what to Brendan and Barbara was that scream sound that I heard right before? What was it?
A door creaking open.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I had a difficult time trying to pick up what it said, so why don't you help us on that?
Well, after listening to the two different versions over and over again, we feel like it's saying, "I'm going to kill you right here." And obviously, it's an old, gruff man's voice.
You know, you said you were at the Gold Hill, this woman Rose was there, and this, of course, did sound like a gruff man's voice, and we heard a little boy's voice. So, how many entities do you think we're talking about in this spot?
Well, I mean, with the different voices that we got, I would say probably four or five.
Now, can one assume that they all died tragically there? Why else would they be there?
I don't know if it's so much in the hotel as much as it would be in the city. I mean,
Virginia City is really well known for the ghosts that haunt many locations in that ghost town.
And chances are that there could have been deaths on that land,
yes,
way before the building was even built, right?
Right, and they don't necessarily, this is my own belief, but I don't believe that a ghost necessarily has to die at a location to haunt that location. I feel like they might have been linked to it somehow in life.
Well, that's true. Or a person or something.
Right.
And like you were saying, like the funeral director who had a little boy follow him
attach
home.
Attach itself.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, let's listen to track number five. What are we going to listen to here?
All right. This was recorded with me and Barbara sitting in the living room area of this brewery lodge. And you're going to hear Barbara say, "If there's someone here, will you make your presence known to us?" And directly after that, about 2 seconds after that, you hear that same small boy that said Brian or Brendan,
yeah,
say, "Help me."
All right, let's listen in on this one. Here we go.
"If there's someone here, will you make your presence known to us?
That one was kind of scary. I don't know why, but it was a little chilly to me.
I think it's quite sad because you can hear his voice quiver when he first says, "Help me."
Yeah, he's. Let's play that back again if we can, Benjamin, one more time.
"If there's someone here, will you make your presence known to us?
Yeah, that. When you first heard that, what did you think, both of you?
Oh, I felt so sorry for that child. I have a lot of compassion for many of these souls that just seem so lost and so miserable.
It even, you know, where I said during cut number two that he might have been about six. I would say that again. I would say that this little fellow is probably around that age. Is that a pretty good guess?
Yes, that's what I pictured him to be, around like five or six.
Something sad happened to him, and for some reason, why can't he find his way to the other side, or why can't they help him over?
You know, we really don't know, and the thing that bothers us so much is that we get a lot of children's voices. I mean, I'd almost say we get more children's voices than adults.
It's almost like they're abandoned.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that one was, you know, I keep thinking of this movie that I saw called The Woman in White, the shades of children. And it's sad when you hear ghostly figures, but they're children. I mean, it's like there's nobody there to help them.
Yes, you don't know, you know, children, too, they do have a tendency when they're afraid of something or they're not sure of something, how they will run from help sometimes.
That's true. Well, can GIS, do you try to help these entities at all? I mean, can you?
I don't believe that we can. I feel like a ghost has to resolve why they're still stuck in our realm. We do tell them that they don't have to stay and that they can leave that area. They can move on to where they're supposed to be. But I don't feel like there's anything actually that we can do to make them go until they're ready to go.